Officials at the United Nations call this latest development a devastating blow to efforts to provide life-saving assistance to millions of Sudanese whose lives have been upended by civil war. Wad Madani, Sudan's second-largest city, was a refuge for nearly 500,000 people who fled areas of intense fighting between the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and Sudan's armed forces. The city and Al Jazeera state also operated as a key humanitarian hub. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says all humanitarian activities there have stopped. He says organizations have been forced to temporarily suspend operations because of the fighting and relocate to neighboring states.
All humanitarian field missions within and from Al Jazeera state have been suspended until further notice. If the fighting continues, aid distribution for some 2 million people, about a third of the population in the state, will be compromised. And we need the fighting to stop so we can restart our programs for people in acute need.
The UN reports more than 12,000 people have been killed and more than 7 million have been uprooted from their homes since the war began 8 months ago. The UN Refugee Agency reports many people have moved repeatedly to find safety. Between 250,000 and 300,000 people reportedly have fled Wad Madani and surrounding areas since the clashes began. The spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, William Spindler, says some people who had sought refuge in Wad Madani have been forced to flee to another area for safety for the second time in only a few months.
We are very worried that if the fighting further escalates and spreads to White Night State, it could significantly impact the work of UNHCR and other humanitarian organizations that provide critical assistance to over 437,000 South Sudanese refugees and some 433,000 internally displaced Sudanese there.
UN agencies report nearly 25 million people in Sudan require humanitarian assistance, but it only has been possible to reach 5 million with some form of aid this year. And this, they say, is getting harder to do because of a lack of support from the international community. They warn the potential for this war to destabilize the entire region continues to grow as the scale of the crisis grows. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
All humanitarian field missions within and from Al Jazeera state have been suspended until further notice. If the fighting continues, aid distribution for some 2 million people, about a third of the population in the state, will be compromised. And we need the fighting to stop so we can restart our programs for people in acute need.
We are very worried that if the fighting further escalates and spreads to White Night State, it could significantly impact the work of UNHCR and other humanitarian organizations that provide critical assistance to over 437,000 South Sudanese refugees and some 433,000 internally displaced Sudanese there.